Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. Again, 800-259-9231, our website, freetalklive.com. At the very end of last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we had a conversation with Glenn, who's supposedly, I guess, some scientific researcher guy, and he's very concerned that in the absence of a government, this authoritarian model of government that we have today, he's very concerned that all the research money would dry up because people are stupid, according to Glenn, and they wouldn't fund any of these things. Well, he pointed out that there's all kinds of companies that do that fund various different projects and things like that without their customers really even knowing all of the great things that they're funding. I gave my grocery store as one example of that, and he said, well, that's not enough money. And why is it that you think that a bunch of bureaucrats forcefully extracting wealth from people, slicing off a good chunk of the top for their bureaucratic overhead, and then redistributing it in some politically favorable way is somehow preferable to right. the marketplace individually, each individual marketplace actor deciding how best to spend his or her money.
Right. I don't know that the bureaucrats and the people that manage to politic up there to get the money so that he can have his job know best where to spend it. In fact, I know they don't know best.
Yeah.
I can agree with him that that in fact you will, you know, the people don't know what's best, the best place for their research dollar to go.
That's why they have charities like the United Way that you give money to one charity and then that charity gives money to other charities. They figure those things out. And if you don't like the way the United Way does their business, then you can find another charity that does a similar thing. And if that charity doesn't exist, you could go and start your own instead of bitching about it.
Well, I don't think he's bitching. I think he's
bitching because it wouldn't be enough money.
No, he's concerned, like a lot of people are concerned with their industries. But you know, there's radio guys out there that say, oh, my God, if we didn't have the FCC regulating how many people would be on the dial, it'd be complete chaos. Mm-hmm. The fact is, everyone can come up with their industry. And I know your industry is an important one because it goes for medical research. But everyone in every industry can come with a reason why the government needs to be involved, mm-hmm. whether it's regulation or funding or whatever it is. So the fact is, if you want to be free of all the other regulations and all the other industries, then you have to allow freedom in your industry. Now, I understand it's scary. I'm trying to tell you that people will have more money to distribute, and these organizations that do the research will get more efficient. They absolutely will, because they won't have, you know, the sweet, sweet government cheese that they can live off of.
Right.
Now, does that mean that things will be different? They will. Does that mean they'll be worse? No, it doesn't.
Right. We probably have research welfare queens out there.
I'm absolutely certain that he could come up with some really good examples of that.
Let's go to your phone calls. Nick on the line in Illinois on the AMP line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just that last caller, Glenn. I don't know. He sounded pretty pompous to me.
Yeah.
to put it bluntly, it was people are too stupid. People are too dumb. They won't support what I like. They won't support my little hobby, whether it's flying airplanes or curing hair baldness or
mm-hmm.
male erectile dysfunction, which is what usually medical research does go to. But I just want to know what exactly, what companies, what type of diseases was he talking about? Because when I look at the market, and I'm going to school to get my MBA, when I look at the market, especially for medical research, that's not happening at all. What I think is happening is he said that he was from a university, and I think that he's just extremely embittered that the government isn't funding enough of what he wants them to fund, which is basically what he is interested in.
Well, they're never going to fund what you want them to fund, and that's the thing about government.
and that's what he was kind of complaining about, I think. That's where he was coming. He's just a pompous know-it-all who the world revolves around him, and I'm sorry, it doesn't.
Well,
it
I'm speaking doesn't. Speaking for the pompous know-it-alls in the world, because I am one. I'll tell you that I understand where he's coming from when he says that people are too stupid, because those same people vote,
right.
And they've given us the government that we have today, and I agree with him that they are too dumb. But that, you know, the marketplace has a way of working things out.
People are too dumb.
People are too exploited. They're too ignorant.
I think it's the system that they are in, not so much that it's a question of their stupidity. I think when it comes to things that they are interested in, such as something that they will pay attention to, buy stocks in, they're going to pay a lot of attention. Most people spend on average about an hour a week on each stock that they own. I mean, that doesn't matter if it's only one share or more. I mean, they spend a lot of time researching what they have an interest in. Most people don't like politics because politics is boring and stupid and full of corrupt idiots.
Yeah, sure.
So they don't really care, and for it, they're exploited.
That's the right word.
They have a lot of concerns that, I mean, are valid, and the fact that they aren't that interested in, they don't go out looking for different answers, so they accept the loudest voices, but that doesn't mean that they're stupid. It means that they're in a system where, because they are mostly docile, exploited.
Right, I agree. I mean, a lot of the people, just to look at other people and say they're stupid because they haven't come to the same conclusions you have is not fair to them. I mean, the fact is, a lot of these people, as you say, are very, very good at what they've chosen to do, and they're very, very talented at the things that they are interested in, but they're just not paying attention, or they don't know the facts on whatever the particular issue is, and that just makes them ignorant. Ignorance is a curable problem.
I'm not saying
stupidity
that they're not curable, Ian. I'm saying that they open their mouths and talk about things that they don't know anything about. You can go on this street and ask people about the political situation in Darfur and get 99 different answers, and none of them know anything about Darfur.
I don't know anything about Darfur.
Very few of them know anything about Darfur. I'm not saying that it matters that you know, but if you present a political opinion on a subject and you're willing to vote, even more importantly, on that subject, and therefore commit my life to a subject,
but they
you're not just ignorant. You're a jerk.
No, but they don't understand.
That's the system. That's not so much them. Usually when somebody voices an opinion about something they don't know about, they're not bringing that thing up. I mean, that's the usual instance. They're usually asked, well, what do you think about Darfur? Well, I think Darfur is blah, 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 because George Clooney says blah, blah, blah.
Right,
you
in
know,
the system.
I liked George Clooney. I liked Ocean's 11. So yeah, George Clooney.
Right. Well, they're in the system, and in the system, they've been told they have to vote, and in order to vote, they feel like they have to do some level of understanding, even if it's just his hair is pretty. They have to have a reason that they're voting, and they feel like they have to vote because they've been told they have to vote, that they're not good citizens if they don't vote. So you can't blame people for voting, Mark. They don't realize, I don't think inherently, that they're forcing people to do things. They don't see the gun in the room.
No, they definitely don't. You tell them, well, like the last guy, I mean, you brought up the point, are you willing to point a gun? Even he didn't understand that you are essentially pointing a gun at somebody if they don't fund his little...
Oh, no, I believe he understood that completely.
Yeah, he listened to the show a bit, right. So he's got a certain understanding of what force and government force is and that kind of thing. He's concerned about his particular industry and how it would be affected in a free market, and I think that it's a legitimate concern. I tried to address it, and I understand that he has trepidation in that particular area. I get trepidation in all kinds of areas when it comes to taking the government out. But the problem is, when you're talking about areas like regulation and those kind of things, where I've managed to come to the conclusion that the government is a far worse solution than anything, their solutions are far worse than any of the problems we had in the first place. So, that's really the issue.
Any other thoughts, Nick?
Nope.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I love what Slim says here in the AMP only chat room. And I think you kind of rephrased this earlier, Mark. But he says that why does he think that some people that won a popularity contest would know what science should be funded? These morons that can't even implement an email system, how are they going to be able to know what is appropriate and what is not appropriate as far as being able to distribute this money? You think John McCain or Barack Obama know thing number one about medical research? I mean, that's just crazy. More coming up. You take control. 800-259-9231. And to have people individually making those choices is far better than one bureaucrat. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive for free.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach, none of those partial orbs for SACL CAI, to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. So, if you have any a company that has problems in the areas of accounts receivable, SACL can solve your problems. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
We continue with your calls about what you want. It's Ryan in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Anna Park and Julia.
Hey, dude, what's on your mind tonight?
I had emailed you about a motorcycle non-registration that you had very kindly read on the air last night.
Yeah, you were debating whether or not to go ahead and register your motorcycle, considering you were planning on moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project within the next year's time.
We are currently on course to be moving there approximately January or so.
Exciting. Very cool.
I did actually register the motorcycle. I didn't realize what an attention getter it would be from not only people that look over just because they naturally make a lot of noise, but police officers tend to notice them too.
Yeah, oh yeah. The cops notice motorcycles because people on motorcycles, sometimes you can make the generalization that they have a tendency to be a little crazier on the road.
Well, I'm not. I bought it just to save.
I didn't say you were crazy.
I didn't buy it to be a hooligan, but...
So you
got a lot of attention. So.
Right. So you went ahead and registered it, and you're going to kind of lay low until you move up to New Hampshire?
Exactly.
I think that's a good idea. I mean, because I understand and appreciate what people like Sam are doing down in Texas where they're going it alone, and they're just being activists for the sake of being activists. But, man, it seems risky. Sam knows that he could very well be thrown in a jail cell when he goes back to one of these courtrooms.
I think he's kind of looking forward to it.
All by himself. Well, you've got to be prepared for that. I mean, if you're going to take this on, if you're going to challenge the status quo like this and take on the government bureaucrats, you know, that's a possibility, and it's got to be something you accept and be prepared for. And I think I'd rather see Sam and you and everybody else that's a free stater here in New Hampshire before they take these risks. But, you know, I think Sam's doing a really great job. So it's not to say it can't be done. It can. But, man, you really got to be ready for the worst.
You do. I did have the pleasure of meeting Sam at Porkfest, and he does seem like he is in a state of mind. He's ready to, you know, to go to all ends to make a point.
Yeah, he doesn't look crazy, does he?
No, he's not.
Just
no,
kidding.
Totally not.
But
so
I was not looking forward to getting railroaded through the court system, so I just decided to register. And I look forward to coming to New Hampshire with my non-registered motorcycle.
Very cool, sir. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate the update, Ryan. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Liam in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Liam.
Hey.
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I loved your little hemp pad you there. I don't know if you guys have heard of the news. Fred Thompson, who you guys had on the program.
Jack Thompson.
I think
Jack
a few
Thompson.
Months ago now.
We have not had Fred Thompson, and we'll never have Fred Thompson. Jack Thompson.
Oh, jeez, I hope you never
Fred
have
Thompson
again.
Did, however, step on my foot at a radio convention once.
now, another Thompson, Jack Thompson, you've also had on your program.
Yes, he's the only
one. Video game saw it.
Right.
Now I know Ian, you're not at all a proponent of the legal justice system.
Certainly not.
But apparently, the Florida bar now wants Jack Thompson disbarred for 10 years due to I believe what I'm reading off the website now, 27 violations of personal misconduct. I don't know how to really react to this rude news, and I think probably the justice system will probably try and retain his job, because we all know they try and protect
each
other.
Well, no, you don't know what happened. We talked about it briefly when we had Jack on most recently on the program. You can go and grab that that archive over at freetalklive.com. But from what I understood, and Mark, correct me if I'm misinterpreting.
I'll try to remember myself.
But as I understood it, Jack Thompson found out, he did some digging, and he found out that many of the judges down there in Florida actually never swore an oath. Like, they never took the oath that they were supposed to take when they became judges. And he uncovered this information and essentially, I don't know if he sued over it or if he publicized it or whatever it was, he brought attention to it. He brought light to it. And so essentially what's happening is the system, because the Bar Association is nothing more than a club or a cult for lawyers, and when they join the bar, they have to swear an oath and allegiance to the state. And so essentially Jack, even though he was showing them for what they are, and that is that they're not even really judges if they haven't taken the oath, they are coming back at him for that. They're punishing him for shining light on the inconsistencies and the problems in the system. So if anything, Jack Thompson was on the right side of things on
maybe
that particular issue.
Not as opposed to him anymore, but I'm still very in much disagreement.
He's still a jerk. Jack Johnson's still a jerk.
Has called himself a libertarian at any time. And to see what he is now in terms of prohibition, pretty much, of video games is just ridiculous.
Right. What were you going to say, Mark, about Jack?
Well, I don't think that any man is all good or all bad. I think that, it's good that he's going after the legal system here, and it's bad that he's trying to use it to get rid of these games.
Right.
He came on the show and says that he would like all voluntary means, but... You know, that just means that he wants the game companies to do what he wants them to do,
yeah.
Or else.
Right. So we don't laud Jack Thompson generally, but if he's done something that's good, we'll praise him.
Yeah, I think it's best, if you have problems with people, to praise them when they do best.
Credit where credit is due. Not that I really care. I mean, we already knew the government court system was corrupt, but it is kind of an interesting little factoid that he uncovered. These judges, they're not even taking their oath. So,
well, I'm surprised. This news story doesn't even mention anything to do with that factor.
Well, where is it from? Is it from one of the gaming sites?
GamePolitics.com, which is interesting because they have a personal account of his. Somebody was actually in the courtroom and they gave their personal account of the action that was going on at the time. And they can send you guys a link if you want to read it.
Those guys, we've read those stories. The guys at those websites, they obviously have a vendetta against Jack Thompson, and so they don't have any reason to really tell you the whole story, right?
So, well, yeah, it's prejudice.
But. Yeah, and that's okay. It's their website. They can do that, and I'm sure they've done some good reporting on Jack's misdeeds in the past.
And I'm sure that there are people out there that are happy that Jack Thompson is having some bad time in the legal system, and, I understand that. There are people out there that I would I can say that I would be happy if they had a bad time in the legal system, too. However, in this particular instance, I think that Free Talk Live needs to take the stance that Jack Thompson is doing the right thing.
Do I have time for one more story? I have
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, basically, being in Canada, I live in Nova Scotia, in the Halifax area, which is the capital city of Nova Scotia. Basically, each year there's an event called the Royal Nova Scotia International Tattoo. I don't think many people have heard about it, but it's basically, it's a military parade is what you can compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of glorification of the state. One thing that I found particularly horrifying when I was watching it was they had a simulated drug raid in front of pretty much everybody. There's a few thousand people in this auditorium.
Is the military the organization that does drug raids up there?
Yeah, Canada, the military does operate drug raids.
I want you to tell me more. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231 and enough time for your calls about what you want. SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Narnex Man, and your toenails need Narnex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Narnex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Narnex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Narnex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. Anything goes. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And those features include updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop, in the know, when you need to know something about Free Talk Live. It's brand new. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on it for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We bring back Liam in Canada, who's telling us about some sort of military or state-worshipping parade that they have. What was the event again?
It's called the Royal Nova Scotia International Tattoo. It's been around quite a few years, actually.
What does tattooing have to do with the military?
It doesn't actually have anything to do with tattooing. I think the name kind of gets its origin from, like, Taps 2, which means that all the taps, like alcohol taps, had to be shut off in the city at a certain time. And that's the origin of the name.
So it's Tap, T-A-P-T-O?
No, the actual spelling now, though, is just T-A-T-O-O.
That's,
you know,
very
words
confusing.
Words evolve after, like, pretty much hundreds of years.
Yeah.
I believe a tattoo is also, besides being the ink under the skin, is, like, I believe you can beat a tattoo on someone's skull. So it's some sort of, rhythm.
Very interesting. So you said the point of this parade is to worship the state?
Essentially, pretty much. It's international, so they'll have, or other organizations, like, other countries, they'll have their, like, kind of like military bands come in and perform.
Yeah.
Ironically, they're all NATO members.
So are there a lot of flag wavers up there in Canada? I never really got the impression that it was a real military culture.
They got a pretty cool flag in Canada, I must say.
If you think about it, all countries are nationalistic.
Sure.
And although Canadians don't take it to the, like, violent extreme, which you'll find oftentimes, there is quite a bit of, like, what I would perceive to be nationalism. And the main thing that got to me about this event, like, oh, okay, it's interesting to watch guys with big furry hats march around for 3 hours. But what really scared me was this presentation that the I think the Canadian Navy put on, and it's part of their I'm doing finger quotes here, their anti-terrorism or drug smuggling initiative, and
mm-hmm.
Like this task force pretty much that goes on Navy ships with them. As they kind of peruse the coast, searching for vessels that may be carrying illegal contraband. That's my understanding of the program from what I've read about it and what the presentation talked about it.
So they board people's boats and stuff like the Coast Guard does then?
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This is done through the military, though.
Coast Guard is the military, by the way. That is a branch of the military here in the States. The Coast Guard does that. That's their thing.
Oh. Navy, whatever. It's all military. But it's Navy, obviously, when you think of the Navy, it's a lot more militarized than the Coast Guard.
Gotcha.
You'll think the Coast Guard's militarized when you see one of those
they got gunboats,
things
man.
Coming up and with a big gun pointed right at you. You'll think they're militarized.
So what is it they do?
But
fake drum
rigs? The general perception is, though, is the Navy is the ones that go and blow stuff up.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me kind of like paint the scene for you. The entire stadium, they turn out all the lights, and the Jumbotron turns on. It starts with this kind of glorified video of this giant like Coast Guard vessel, which, you know, they always like to show off their big toys.
Sure.
Kind of like whipping by through the coast. There's waves splashing everywhere. And then it cuts to these men. And what color do you think they're wearing? They're all wearing black. Because, you know, that's the dark, mysterious, kind of statist.
Dangerous.
You know, drug. You know, you're so bad, you're wearing all black. They're wearing all black, and they're carrying, like, submachine guns.
Keeping Canada
point,
secure.
Though, they try and kind of blend the fake part of that being at the coast on the Jumbotron to reality. So they have guys run out from a door on the stage wearing the same combat equipment as if they had just boarded a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now they have the criminals, the perceived criminals, wearing, you know, they're wearing matching gray jumpsuits and beat up baseball caps, and they're carrying, like, I think it was like they were carrying baseball bats.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so kind of like the Joker's crew in Batman. Out,
but,
you know, they're not like real criminals. They're all wearing matching uniforms.
Yeah, they're wearing matching gray, like, you know those, like prison fatigues? Those bright orange jumpsuits?
Yeah.
They're wearing those, but they're gray.
Gotcha. Okay.
They're matching, and they're running out, and they're going like, hey, get off this ship, you know, but you don't have any right to be there, which they don't. They don't have any right to be there. It's their vessel. They can do what they want to do with it.
Be nice, but they can't.
Unfortunately, they can't, but they should have the right to.
Sure.
And pretty much, you know, like they get that kind of like selfless kind of like, oh, you're going to get off. But, you know, like the guy tries and attacks him, and he's instantly subdued by the police.
Does the crowd cheer? Have you actually been to one of these? You watch it on TV or something? How do you know?
I went to it. I went to it with my grandparents. Actually, that was the...
Are there people cheering as the cops take down the
guy? Everybody's cheering. It's this weird... Like, it's so eerie. I'm the only one there that didn't clap, pretty much. I think I was the only person in that auditorium that didn't clap or, like, cheer for these guys.
Amazing.
It was a love fest. I don't understand why people can't realize that some point, these people may infringe on their lives for doing something.
They don't.
Really
they're the respectables. In fact, I got a story from LouRockwell.com, and we might have a chance to talk about that. They believe they're completely insulated from any sort of problems with the state because they have told themselves they're law-abiding citizens, and those guys in the gray jumpsuits, they're the bad guys.
They're bad.
There's no possibility in their minds that the men with the guns, that the men with the black jumpsuits, the people calling themselves the police, that there's no possibility in their minds they could possibly be the bad guys, and I'm glad you called with that story tonight. It certainly was
disturbing. The thing I loved about it, too, this is the sad thing, is at the beginning there's the narrator, of course, and he says, Canada's joint task coastal force, keeping you safe. Like, enunciated, drawn-out words.
Because there's so many
glorifying these guys.
Because there's just so many threats coming in from the coastline of Canada, right?
Yeah,
so many,
and marijuana is killing so many people.
Just madness. And there's a lot of marijuana grown on the inside of Canada. In fact, a lot of it makes it down here, and it's pretty good stuff. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for the story. 800-259-9231. Sure enough, the earlier term was tattoo. And we're talking about the term tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
You go look it up. The number one definition is actually a signal on the drum, bugle, or trumpet at night.
Uh-huh.
For soldier or sailors to go to their quarters. It is in British.
Mark Edge, super genius.
Still in that definition, it's a British term also, an outdoor military pageant or display. So there you go. How about that?
There I go.
Let's go to Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Vince, what's on your mind?
Hello, Julian, Mark, and Ian.
Hey, dude.
How are you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind, dude?
I was watching C-SPAN this morning, and then I read the article that they were reading, and it appears that this Charlie Rangel, who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee.
Yeah, he's nuts.
He, you know, makes up the tax laws of this country. And it appears in New York, where he lives in Harlem, he's living, his rents are below market. Now, they have a rent stabilization.
They've got all kinds of rent programs and stuff like that in the New York area.
But he rents these four places. I guess one of them is like a studio.
Okay.
Which they could get like $1,500 market.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like paying like $400 a month.
So wait, Charles Rangel himself is paying $400 a month. That's what you're saying?
Yes. For one
right. So he, who is getting quite a nice salary, is taking advantage of government welfare programs,
right.
Basically.
Rent control.
What a shock. Vince, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk about the respectables in these last moments of the program. Robert Higgs over at LouRockwell.com has a few things to say about those who wish to impose their vision of what life should be on the rest of us who may not have that exact same vision. And of course, we've been talking about various different aspects of the respectables over the show tonight, specifically the people in PETA who believe that they are better than you. There was that guy that called in earlier who believes that he knows what's right as far as how things should be funded for research purposes.
I think so, he knows better than me.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, but these are people, Mark, that are willing to back up their knowledge with the threat of violence. More coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's naturallypure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. Naturallypure.com, your source for prostate health.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you dial in right now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, there's an easy way to do it. You go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whatever it is you're buying. Maybe it's one of their brand-new items from over 41 categories, or maybe it's even a used item from one of their used sellers. Whatever it is, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Robert Hicks, or Higgs, rather. Robert Hicks is a friend of ours. Anyway, Robert Higgs at LouRockwell.com is talking about the respectables, and we're going to share his little story with you here. He says, scarcely any critical commentator on the war on drugs has failed to remark on the striking inconsistencies that permeate the current prohibitionist stance. Contemporary crusaders for social purity ardently seek to outlaw X, like marijuana, yet they cheerfully abide Y, like Chardonnay, whose consumption is at least as harmful, and in some cases is manifestly more so. How are we to make sense of such blatant contradictions?
Absolute stupidity.
We can see a pattern in the apparent incoherence of the prohibitionist position if we recall that the war on drugs, like all the preceding prohibitionist crusades in American history, and some of them that are still continuing, amounts to a defense of bourgeoisie WASP conventions. That's white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. That's what WASP stands for. Against persons and classes deemed less respectable. So SSRIs, yes. Ecstasy, no. Benzodiazepines, yes. Heroin, no. A pleasant cocktail party, yes. Reefer madness, no. And so forth. Everything turns on the sort of people who tend to consume the substance. The better sorts have been waging war for centuries to keep the rabble in line. The self-anointed respectable people live in constant anxiety that their beloved way of life faces mortal menace from the disorderly masses who may be disinclined to toe the line drawn from them. And in fact, we can see examples of these types of people. You were talking during the break, Julia, about the American Family Association.
Focus on the family.
Yeah, those groups, with the Parents Television Council, these types of people that they pick different things in you know, various different cultures that we have in America, because I'm sorry, America is not just one culture. So they pick these different aspects of different cultures from theirs, and they say, this is destroying our culture. Like in the case of these family freaks, it's gay people. Like that's one of the
pornography.
Things. Yeah, porn, gay people. All these things are destroying our families. And so they use this as their excuse to go and try to control the choices of other people. So these are the people we're talking about. They have a vision for what they think everything should be like in life. And if you don't adhere to that vision. Maybe your pants are hanging too low below your belt line, as we talked about earlier
this
week.
Kids today, they're not like what they were when I was a child.
Right. They're willing to use violence against the people that they disagree with, and it's just disgusting. As David Wagner, back to Higgs, he says, has written in The New Temperance, The American Obsession with Sin and Vice, the Victorian and Progressive Period movements to ban alcoholic beverages and tobacco cigarettes, among other things, were characterized by what scholarly observers considered an exaggerated notion of their ability to change behavior, by a huge faith in government's ability to regulate every aspect of private life, and by a strong ethnocentric belief in the correctness of white Protestant middle-class social norms. The progressive era ended, thank heaven, but this twisted puritanical obsession endured. Combine this priggish insecurity and moral pomposity with the ideological appeal of the modern therapeutic state and the irresistible attractions of money and power to be seized when governments at every level throw their vicious violence onto the scales, and you have an insoluble social problem. Insoluble because the drugs are only a symptom of the underlying class warfare in which those with the bigger political battalions are constantly tempted to wage preemptive strikes against their unruly neighbors, especially if those neighbors are black, brown, red, yellow, poor, foreign-born adherents of an alien religion, or in some other visible respect, strange. I was struck most recently by this phenomenon while reading, of all things, a catalog sent by the University of Oklahoma Press, where I came upon the announcement of a book by James Klein, Grappling with Demon Rum, The Cultural Struggle Over Liquor in Early Oklahoma, to be published in October. Oklahoma banned liquor when it became a state in 1907, and it remained dry until 1959.
Good Lord.
Long after national prohibition had been terminated in 1933. According to the summary of Klein's book, Prohibition's original proponents in the Sooner State were largely middle-class citizens who disdained public drinking establishments and who sought respectability for a young state still considered a frontier society. They purportedly aimed to raise moral standards, reduce crime, and improve the quality of life. Now remember, that's their definition of the quality of life. Going back to the subjective discussion I mentioned
right.
before about, you know, this utilitarian idea that, well, I know what's best for society, and what's best for society is what's best for me, so therefore we're going to enforce those standards. They believe quality of life means no bars around for any hooligans to hang out at, everything prim and proper, no children going down and creating wiffle ball stadiums without the approval of the permitting. They have their belief system about what is quality life, and if your belief system differs, they're going to put you in a prison cell.
Well, they're going to punish you, and if you, you know, don't cooperate enough, yes, you will end up in that prison cell.
They, among other things, that's what they purported to do. Notwithstanding these uplifters' best efforts, however, the lesser sort stood steadfastly by their booze. Klein points to the large number of working-class Oklahomans who patronized the saloons, whether legal or not, and focuses on class conflict in the early efforts to control alcohol. The book's advertisement concludes that, in portraying this conflict between middle and working-class definitions of social propriety, Klein provides new insight into forces at work throughout America during the Progressive Era. Higgs says he'll go a bit further to say that Klein gives us still another detailed account of a deplorable social phenomenon that prevailed throughout America before, during, and after the Progressive Era, the war of self-righteous busybodies against the rest of us. Sad to say, it ain't over yet.
No, no, it's not.
As we talked about, again, earlier on this program, with the busybodies in Greenwich, Connecticut, telling a few teenage boys that they can't build themselves, or that they're going to be in trouble for building themselves a little wiffle ball.
Well, they built it, and they, you know, they're basically trying to shut it down.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. You know, these kids have built a beautiful wiffle ball park, and they're trying to shut them down.
Right. It's not their lifestyle. It's not what they would have wanted for their little vacant lot, and so therefore they're going to crack down on it. And this whole culture war idea, it seems to really be promoted by those who are the respectables. For instance, look at the war on Christmas, as it has been called. There is no war on Christmas. Christmas is huge. People go and they buy Christmas gifts, whether they're Christians or not. Christmas is a tremendously large and popular holiday. But if you talk to the Christians, some of them, okay, some of them, if you talk to some of these Christians, these Pharisee-like Christians, these respectables, they'll tell you that they're under attack.
our way of life and our belief systems under fire by these secularists.
Right. You know, if somebody at a department store deigns to say Happy Holidays rather than Merry Christmas
to them, it's a war.
You know, I said Happy Holidays when I was younger, and it meant there was a lot of holidays in that area. New Year's and New Year's Eve and Christmas and Hanukkah. And it just really was a general, there are a lot of holidays coming up.
Right. Right. Dang. Well, I can tell you that some Jewish people do find it offensive when you say Merry Christmas to
them.
And, you know, I don't think that they have any right to be offended, but I don't.
How would a Christian feel if you said Happy Hanukkah to them?
I think that they would feel, you know, somewhat unaffected by those holidays. And, you know, I understand why they would feel unaffected by those holidays. It doesn't have anything to do with them. But I don't know. It's just... I say Happy Holidays. Mostly, if I write it, I say Merry Xmas.
Because take the Christ out.
I try to take that out as much
like
as I
that.
Can. Because, here's a little poke in the ribs to see just how tender you are. I can't say that...
Did you sign up for the war on Christmas, Mark?
I'm actually a lieutenant. I'm leading a charge. the war on Christmas.
What a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, who cares?
You're being persecuted.
This is the best. You know, they fed Christians to the lions at one point.
Yeah, this is all they got now,
and
right?
This is what you got now. Not enough people say Merry Christmas to you.
I don't celebrate Christmas at all, and I could give a crap less what somebody says to me in a department store. I deal with customers on a regular basis, and I always say, have a great day, and I don't really always mean that.
Well, they should say Merry Christmas, because we're the majority in this country. Christians are the majority.
It's a Christian nation, darn it.
That's right. You should be saying what we want you to say, or else we're going to say it's a war. I mean, there's no war. What?
They really like war.
Yeah, they want to feel like they're being attacked. They want to feel like their viewpoint and their way of life is somehow in jeopardy. And I'm sorry, nobody's burning down churches. Nobody's setting Christmas trees on fire. Santa Claus has not been mugged. There's no war on Christmas. Get over it. Get a damn life. Anyways, Vinny in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And, of course, we're not talking about all the Christians here, just the ones that are real uppity like that. More tomorrow night. You can
if you feel persecuted by Christmas.
Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. It's a